When I graduated from high school, of course, like every kid in Butte, you know, you got a job on the hill right away. Your dad went down, talked to the hiring office, and they give you a job doing some kind of mediocre job in the summer. And so that fall, I decided to go to the Votech, and I took up welding and graduated from the welding class and went to work in Anaconda at the smelter for about 5 months until I could get transferred over to the Butte shops. And then I came back to Butte and worked at the Parrot shops as a boilermaker.
What's a boilermaker?
Well, it's a beer and a shot of whiskey.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, a boilermaker does... the true trade is you work with vessels and heating vessels to heat buildings, and that you build boilers. Basically, what you do is build a boiler. With the Anaconda Company, it was a trade that you built almost anything and everything that the Anaconda Company wanted or needed. From the mouths on the converters and Anaconda at the smelter that were just in huge. They were just monstrous pieces of steel that were 3 inches thick and 25 feet long, and you'd bend them and put them in a press to bend them. We rebuilt all of the shovels in the Berkeley pit. We built mine cars, even though the Anaconda Company got sued for it. We worked underground as car knockers, is what they called us. And what we did there is kept all of those mine cars on the track. Because of the copper water, it would eat the bearings out of the wheels in some places overnight. And that's not an exaggeration. We also took care of the cages underground. We maintained all of the man cages, and we maintained all of the ore hoists. Again, some of those would hold up for a week. Some of them would hold up for 2 weeks. Some of them would hold up for 3 days, again, depending on what mine you were in. And for instance, the East Colusa and the Leonard mine, you would put new bolts in the chippy hoists every 3 days. The copper water would eat stainless away faster than you could keep up with it. And you never looked up, because when it got in your eye, it burned, and it burned for
the copper water?
Yep, burned for many hours. It was really toxic.
So how old were you when you first went underground?
I believe I was 21.
And were you afraid?
Well, I don't know if I was afraid. I was given some instructions from my father, and two of them, these were the main two. Never sleep underground. Never sleep underground. And never walk into dead-end drifts. And there was a reason for that. You know, carbon monoxide mostly. And when you're asleep, you're definitely not going to be able to react. And so those two things were driven into me by my father readily a lot. I was told that. And so I never did. I never walked into dead-end drifts, and I never slept underground. I did lay on a Lagener to waiting for the cages and stuff, but I never slept when I was doing that.